Hey, what's going on, Clipper Nation? It's me, William the Opinion Updike.
And I am Positive Chuck Mockler.
We are Locked On Clippers, part of the Locked On NBA Network.
Yes.
We stay bringing you that Clippers news 5 times a week.
Oh, yeah.
If you're new to the show, hey, thanks for checking us out.
Yeah, thanks for coming through.
And if you've been here for a while, hey, we're thankful to have you too.
Yeah, still rocking with us.
We got a heck of a show lined up for you today. We're going to be kicking off our episode with a preview of Clips vs. Mavs Game 5.
I mean, at this point, the most important game of the season.
I agree. Yeah, no, I agree. I cannot imagine a worse scenario than being down 3-2. So we're going to get into what could go wrong in this one, but we're going to end on a positive note with what we need to do well as look at some key matchups. And then we have some take / Twitter Tuesday.
Yeah, man, the phone lines are open for the playoffs.
Yeah, that number one more time is 213-986-7354.
Yeah,
go ahead and call in if you'd like to get your take featured on the show. Try to limit cursing, you know?
Yeah, we can only do so much.
It's going to be on a case-by-case basis, depending on what we allow. So. Yeah.
And also, put it on wax. Don't text.
No text.
Please don't text.
No text. And then in segment 3, there was some media availability today. Some really kind of good stuff from Doc, which I thought was reaffirming,
yeah.
As well as Jamichael and Landry on the stand. Is that the right?
I don't think so.
Do you think that's the right nomenclature?
I don't think so.
Anyways, wherever they are, we're going to be talking about what they said, so stick around for all that and more right about now.
Yeah, so Clippers-Mavs tips off at 6 p.m., the day that you're listening to this specific time, of course, the only time that my body actually recognizes. Pat Beverly status, according to Doc Rivers. I haven't heard one thing that he may play. That doesn't mean he might not. Right now, he's not planning on it. So that feels like he's probably not playing, right?
Yes, I think so.
Kind of classic all over the place Doc with the answer. Like, haven't heard that he might not play, but he might. But right now, I'm not planning for it. Kristaps Porzingis status, still uncertain.
Yeah.
I gotta think he plays.
Yeah, I mean, unless they're maybe more worried about the knee soreness.
Yeah.
I don't know. The team was able to get it done without him last game, so who knows?
Yeah, it seems to be that throughout the series, their best offensive adjustment has been just having one of their two superstars out, which is interesting. So, Will, what could go wrong in this Game 5?
There's a lot of things. I think what basically everything you and I, our stuff kind of compounds down to is like, if we fail to play competent defense for 4 quarters or even two, I'll settle for 2.5 quarters of truly competent defense, we're going to lose this game.
Yeah. I mean, and the main kind of lightning rod for this is, of course, Reggie Jackson, which again, we're not harping on Reggie specifically. He's just getting put in positions by Doc where he cannot succeed.
He cannot succeed defensively. And it all, I mean, he has been much better offensively. The move for him in the second unit, you know, it's been needing to happen the entire time he's been in the bubble.
Yeah, for sure. From Jovan Buha, fantastic Clippers reporter for The Athletic. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter. Read his stuff if you're not. Here's Reggie Jackson's defensive numbers in the 2020 playoffs. Minimum 35 possessions. Points per possession allowed, third worst. Field goal percentage allowed, worst. Percentage of possessions scored on, worse.
Yikes. Nothing really good there.
No, all worst or third worst at best.
And this is also like not to harp on Reggie, because once again, like offensively, he's been solid. Our struggles defensively can in no way be like squarely placed on his shoulders.
Just Reggie, for sure. Yeah.
But,
oh, not at all.
But on a, yeah, on another kind of lineup note, we cannot allow any sort of combination of Lou, Reggie, and Trez to all share the floor at the same time.
No. we just can't, okay?
You just don't.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Nothing more really needs to be said about this lineup defensively.
Yeah.
I think at any time you can have your pick of two of these folks. I think you could maybe have Lou and Trez together. I think you should, right? I mean, the moments with no Lou in the Trez minutes to me are just kind of baffling.
I think I don't know what Trez's situation is right now. Trez had less time than Zuder in the last game, which is very telling of how he's been played off the floor defensively.
Yes.
Mostly and because of Doc.
And he, I mean, he hasn't had enough offensive possessions to really offset any of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, because normally that's what we would see, right? Like, yeah, he's not going to be great on defense, but he's going to crush in his offensive possessions.
For sure.
And he just hasn't gotten enough possessions to make that happen.
Yeah.
So if you do want to pair those two dudes, one or both of Morris and or Kawhi need to be on the floor.
Yeah.
If you want to pair Lou and Reggie, which, you know, also can be a good lineup with those some of those smaller lineups, I think you also need to have Morris or Zoo on the floor.
Definitely have to have Zoo out there.
Preferably both, unless you want to try to go small, which we did have some success with that lineup in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then you still got to have Morris out there, and you can pick JaMychal Green or somebody just for the rebounding. But it's just not working.
Luka's shooting percentage with Zoo on the floor just plummets compared to it when he's off the floor.
Like, yeah, of course.
Obviously, we're not saying Zoo's the Luka stopper, but he certainly helps out the rest of the defense as a whole.
He's at least a presence in the paint.
Another thing that could go wrong is trying to avoid putting Reggie and Sham together, and then just completely choosing to do it yourself. All right, I'm gonna end on that. What we need to do well.
Oh, I got one last thing in what could go wrong. Just kind of to continue to dump on this defense. We've heard over and over again that there's got to be more communication on defense. Yeah. How is this still an issue?
I don't know. It's the bubble, man.
So we've talked about the switching being a problem. Obviously, it looked a lot better in fourth quarter and OT, save for one play.
Kind of, yeah.
But who would we like to see in game five as our Pat Bev for the day?
Everybody.
There has to be one.
There has to be one?
If you're expecting everybody to be the leader, that means no one is going to be the leader. And that's what I think is happening right now.
I want everyone to be fired up, I guess, is where I'm going from it.
Everybody should be fired up. One person needs to be the vocal leader.
Kawhi, then.
I'm going Morris.
That's fair.
I'm going Morris.
I'd love to see Kawhi just become vocal Kawhi in this. Not that he's not vocal, because he does talk a lot on the court. But, like, I'd love for Kawhi to just be giving out orders.
That'd be great. Yeah, but somebody needs to do it.
Yeah, definitely. What we need to do well, and man, this section is kind of dedicated just towards one person.
For sure.
Pauly G.
Big Pauly G. The weasel.
Yeah, the weasel. this, I mean, it's got to be better.
It has to be better. And once again, like, I don't want to dump on him because, you know, he's rarely been this bad in consecutive games.
He's turning off Instagram comments.
Yeah.
Still online for some reason, which baffles me. Just get offline, dude.
Watch
National Treasure because you're in the hotel, so it's definitely on one of the channels.
Lock down, man.
Lock down, dude.
Just lock down.
Be like Kawhi.
Maybe, I don't know, eat a bunch of peel and eat shrimp. It takes a lot of time. It's a very slow food to eat. A lot of protein. But anyways, as I said, he's rarely been this bad in consecutive games. As a matter of fact, since he's had the repaired shoulders, he's only gone through a consecutive slump like this one time during the regular season.
Damn.
And he had four games in a row where he had less than 12 points a game at a less than 30% field goal percentage.
Whew.
So let's hope this one breaks a little sooner than that. But either way, I think Clipper Nation can take a collective sigh of relief that this isn't forever.
This is not forever. Also, I like your logic on the injury issue.
Yes. So, I mean, I think a lot of us have been seeing the ice on the shoulder post-game. I think deep down, given some of his performances, we've worried that it's a physical thing.
The question is fair to be begged.
I'm going to tell you, I don't think it is. If you look at his playoff numbers from last year when he had a whole-ass torn labrum.
His whole shoulder was off.
He was still averaging 28 points a game.
Yeah.
And on much better splits, obviously. So I do not think that it's an injury thing.
I mean, once you text me that before we started recording, and I was like, I mean, that's just some good old-fashioned logic that I can't really argue with.
I'm not going to read the exact numbers to you guys because I don't have we just have a lot of other stuff to cover, but go ahead, take a gander. He averaged, you know, double what he's averaging right now on better splits. It's not an injury. It's all confidence. And I think that we as a team need to help bring that confidence up. You know, guys have said that they're talking to him. They trust him. But we need to get him involved more offensively.
Yeah, and he's talked about how he wants to work inside out, which I'm fully on board with. I'm like, fine, let's get him going to the rim. Like, let's get him at the line early. 100%.
Yeah, I think that we need to get him early involved in offensive play, early involved as the ball handler in pick and rolls, trying to get him more focused on some easy buckets in the paint. Yes. So he can get that confidence. It's not going to help to have him standing in a corner and having, you know, like catch and shoot threes. All his only field goals on Sunday were unassisted. He needs some time with the ball in his hand. And his usage was really, really low. If we have confidence that PG can break this, which we should, we need to give him a chance to get something going. His usage last game was like 16% of offensive possessions. For a guy that you gave up two all-stars.
Hey, we don't gotta go down. We don't gotta rehash what we gave
and
up.
And a million picks.
Come on, man.
He should be involved in at least 20% of the offensive possessions.
Let it fly.
And here's the other thing. If all else fails, if he still can't get a bucket even inside the paint to save his life.
At the rim in overtime, yeah.
We need him to be an elite defender.
Yeah.
He was not great on defense last game, save for a couple positions in the fourth quarter. He was not great. He allowed a worse defended field goal percentage than Lou Will. Opponents shot better against him than Lou Will. Some of these moments were even against second string Mavs, which is a little disheartening. He was just definitely in his own head. 50% of his defensive time was split between Seth Curry and Trey Burke.
And Seth Curry gave him work.
Yeah. Opponent shot
called him a bitch ass, I'm 63. Pretty sure, at one point. Literally.
Oh,
there's a clip of it.
Yeah, he did. Opponent shot 63% against Paul George.
That's not good.
Which is rough. And the only worse people on defense during this game was Trez.
Versus Boban.
Yeah, 67% against him. And Reggie, opponent shot a shocking 87%. So please, Paul George, we need you to play at least some good defense if nothing else can go right for you.
And I'm confident. And also what we need to do well is play like our backs are against the wall.
This
is a three-game series at this point.
Like, yes.
Let's get this dub. Like, it goes back to communication. Let's get Paul George that work. Like, we got to come out firing early. I loved how we started the last game, as most people did.
Yes.
But we got to have that through line. We got to have the strong body paragraphs and conclusion to go with the good thesis statement.
Definitely.
For all my history.
No one has yet put together two back-to-back wins in this series. I don't love us going to a game seven.
We don't even got to talk about that. We're focused on game five.
That's fair.
Let's get to these key matchups. The biggest one, Doc versus Carlisle.
Yes.
It's been rough.
It's been very rough. So we'll talk some more about this in the press revive segment. Sure. But some of Doc's comments today did give me the confidence that he is aware that there are some issues. And perhaps he might be willing to adjust some things.
Perhaps, you know, yeah, Pat Bev might play. He's not planning on it, but hey, he's probably going to play. Clips versus the pick and roll. This has to be changed from the over-switching.
Yeah.
Either fight through the screens, maybe try and trap, something else than just getting worked every single time and giving the Mavs the exact switch they're looking for.
Yes.
Right?
I agree.
This has to happen.
We need to see Morris and Kawhi glued to Luka. They've both done an exceptional job when they're on him. Like, every time they're recorded as the main defender. Like, I mean, I think Kawhi has held him to something like 33%. At least he did in the last game. And Morris also, you know, we've seen what he can do defensively in this. They got to be on him at all times.
And it's one of those things where it's like, obviously you're not going to hold Luka to like 9 points, but he doesn't have to score 40.
Yes.
You know?
Agree.
We can make the other guys beat us. And then I'd love to see another, just kind of bench versus bench. I'd love to see another elite Lou Will game.
I'd love to see their bench not shit on us.
Yeah, that's true.
they didn't last game, but it looked like it at times.
Jamike's only getting 4 field goal attempts a game right now. It'd be nice to see those go up.
Low. 50.
And then the other big one for the key matchups.
What's that? Oh, yeah. PG just versus head.
Get out of your own head, man.
Like, as we said, I don't think this is a physical issue. I don't think we need to be worried about an injury.
God, he's having sick thoughts.
Very true.
Chain Lynch style.
Very true. So do we want to go into predictions for this one? What do you got?
I think that the Clippers will get a win.
Okay.
It's going to be gritty.
Yes.
And it's going to but it's going to be good gritty.
Yes.
I'm not sure, depending what happens with Kristaps, I think Luka might have another big game, big-ish. I hope it's below 35.
Do we hold the Mavs under 120?
Probably not.
Oh, shit.
So I'm saying, but I'm saying Clippers like 125, Mavs 120. What do you think?
I'm liking that. I ideally, man, we keep the Mavericks below 120. Is that too much to ask?
I hope.
But
so much of this hinges on what we're going to see from Doc in the first quarter. We're going to know exactly what happens, basically, from Doc in the first quarter.
And, I mean, and some of the defensive effort from the Clippers.
That is very true.
I'm going to say we do the impossible task of holding them below 120.
Love
man,
it.
Man, that bombs me out.
In a win?
In a win, yeah. I'm thinking 121, 115 Clips.
Let's do it. We predicted wins every single time. Hey, you know, we're 2 out of 2. That's not bad.
I feel like we whatever.
coming up, we're going to be, we got some hot takes. We got some Tuesday questions. But first, Will, my bones hurt.
Oh, wow.
Well, mostly my muscles.
Well, you should check out CBD MD. That's what? Like CBD doctor.
Oh, okay.
So CBD MD is great because it doesn't matter if you're a professional athlete, stay-at-home parent, or you spend 8 hours a day in an uncomfortable office chair.
I do all three of those things.
I mean, then
professional
you must be
a golf player.
Then you're in a lot of pain.
Constantly.
And everyone needs support to make it through the day. So our friends at CBD MD have an amazing duo that can help you relax, regroup, and recharge when life gets chaotic. CBD Freeze with menthol is an award-winning product that offers instant cooling relief for muscles and joints in a convenient and easy-to-use roller or shareable squeeze tube. Menthol just is always great in a good balm. It just feels good on the skin. It does
cigarettes,
make a difference.
Yeah, it always works.
I mean, cigarettes, of course. CBD Recover combines CBD with inflammation-fighting compounds like Arnica, which also removes bruises.
Damn.
And vitamin B6 to give you the support you need where it matters most, and to make it even easier to try this amazing duo of topicals and everything else CBD MD has to offer, they're offering all our listeners 25% off your next order when you use the promo code MBA at checkout. Once again, that's CBDMD.com and promo code NBA for 25% off your purchase of superior CBD oil products from CBD MD.
All right, now that we're lathered up in CBD and our skin is vibrating, welcome to Take and Twitter Tuesday. Again, for the playoffs, the phone lines are open, 213-986-7354. We'll try and get your hot take on there. We got a lot of them, so we picked a couple of the fun ones that we're going to close out the segment with. But first, we have some fantastic Twitter questions that you can send to at Locked On Clips. Stu Quinn asks, what do you think Doc sees in the Boban versus Trez matchup? I can only think that he sees two Clippers players. First of all, elite burn, Stu.
Hilarious.
Hats off to Stu Quinn for that. Because we haven't really talked about, like, we've been upset at this matchup, but we haven't truly talked about what might be the advantages that you could argue for this matchup, right?
So I think my thing is sometimes when the Mavs go on some runs, Doc's instinct is kind of just to fight the offense with even more offense. And the issue being with that thus far is, A, I mean, they haven't been able to deliver on that. And B, just when they're going on a run, I think it would help some more to get some stops, which obviously Trez is never going to do against Boban. So I don't really know. I do think that part of it is stubbornness. I can definitely see the argument to wanting Trez to get his legs back under him. And I
literally
agree.
Under him because Boban towers over him.
and I agree, I mean, to some degree with that. I just think the minutes to get Trez's legs under him isn't the minutes when Boban is shitting on him.
Exactly. The confidence is going to be hurt because you're just like running your head into a wall so much.
And you're just not going to score on him. Yeah, man. You're 6'6".
I don't know if anyone who's listening has had to, like, if someone's like, oh, why, like, oh, look, you're watching the Clippers game, why did the Clippers lose? And you have to explain that one of the reasons the Clippers lost is because they put a guy who's 6'8 against a guy who's 8 feet tall. And I was explaining it to Hannah, and she was like, huh, that seems like a bad decision. And it just is.
It is.
Corey DiBiase wonders what has happened to Patrick Patterson, and he thinks he would do well defending Boban. So here's the thing. I dove into the stats on this one.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I put the old stat hat on. In his career, or at least during the season, sorry, Patrick Patterson guarded Boban for 37 seconds. That resulted in 0-for-1 shooting from Boban.
Oh.
Is there something to this? Probably not.
Very small, too small sample size.
Too small sample size. However, last year, he had 17 seconds of matchup time against him. Held him to 1-of-2. The numbers are looking pretty good.
Boban had 2 attempts in 17 seconds?
Yep. And then 2 years ago, in 4 minutes and 10 seconds played, Boban went 6-of-7. So I don't know if Patterson would do well against Boban, but I mean, I think Patterson is just above Joakim Noah on the not going to play part of the roster. I don't mean that as disrespect. I just don't think Doc has any, you know, we've seen Terrence Mann come in. We haven't even seen Magruder. Like,
would have liked to see Terrence Mann. Hell, maybe even Patrick Patterson on that last OT possession.
I would have liked to be out there for that.
I think basically he hasn't fallen out of the rotation because anything he's done other than, you know, maybe being a terrible defender. But the thing is I feel like we're already at the position in the first round where we need to be shrinking our rotations even shorter than they are.
Yeah, which we talked about like 2 or 3 episodes ago.
Yes.
Okay, so let's turn this down. Yeah. Gary Abramian, I apologize if I pronounced that wrong. Please DM us if we did so we can get it right on the next episode. With a spicy question. He's looking a little far ahead in this one. What coach would be the ideal fit for the Clippers squad? And would you trade PG-13%, come on, man, for Joel Embiid?
I'll answer the second part of the question first. No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
We have Zoo.
Kawhi wants PG also.
Kawhi wants PG. I think if you just look towards the way the league is trending, obviously, centers have a decreased value. I don't know if I want an injury guy on a, you know, like a max, a rookie max deal.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's going to be a no for me.
And then the coach thing, man, I have no idea. I just haven't really even put that much thought into it.
Yeah.
I would, you know, why not Cassell? Like, if we were to move on, which, who knows, I don't think it's going to happen given the clandestine nature of Doc's contract talks and the lack of details on that. I think that shows confidence in Doc, is what I'm saying, from the organization.
Yeah.
It would probably be someone from within.
I don't know that's true. I think, so, it seems like D'Antoni might be done in Houston after this year.
Yeah.
They just kind of screwed around in the offseason with his contract. I think he would be available. I think he's an interesting fit. He's certainly more willing to change things around and try new things.
No shit.
So I think that's interesting. I think more than likely we're going to be sticking with Doc, especially just given how weird this entire season has been.
Yeah, this is kind of like, it's hard because like, for me, there's definitely a baseline for where we should get to at the end of the season.
Easily.
But it also kind of one of those seasons where if you're a good enough negotiator, which Doc is, you point to everything that happened.
Definitely. And they did give him an extension for an undisclosed amount and an undisclosed amount of time.
90 years.
So that's definitely a factor. I think if they do end up not rolling with Doc, the decision is going to be left up to Paul George and Kawhi. And they're going to say, who do you want? Who's available?
Yeah.
And Ballmer will get that person.
They're going to say, blat. No. All right. Now we got a couple voicemail takes to appreciate. We have this gentleman is going through it late.
Will, Chuck. It's that back tree. And I'm just upset. I don't even have a hot take. I'm currently in the fourth stage of grief, I believe. It's 1 a.m. Why us, you know? Why us? There's been 2 buzzer beater game winners in the bubble. And they both come against the fucking Clippers. Excuse my language. What the fuck? They didn't give up a single in the... Paul George, I don't know what to say. I can't believe it. Doc Rivers, I can't believe it. Reggie Jackson, I can't believe... It's 1 a.m. I'm pissed. My roommates are going to hear me. I'm sorry.
Okay.
All right.
So, 4th stage of grief, which also, just by the way, the stages of grief... not a real thing in any way. That has been debunked for years now. Certainly how grief works. But in this instance, with the 2 buzzer beaters, I can see that. It is pretty crazy that only two buzzer beaters have been hit, and they are both on the Clippers in the bubble.
No, aren't we 1-1? Aren't we 1-1 in clutch games? Oh, no, this is not just playoffs.
Strictly, yes.
Yeah.
Hope his roommates didn't hear him, you know, or I hope they did and they went in and gave him a pat on the back. But I think this is kind of a fair thing how most Clips fans were feeling after that loss.
Agreed.
It was a tough game.
I mean, yeah, I was a little bit having a premonition of the Devin Booker shot as we were nearing that situation.
Will was having like an ayahuasca vision and just like, oh no.
Yeah, pretty much. It was not great, and unfortunately ended up being a reality. So
yeah, but we appreciate
next question, please.
We appreciate the take. Thanks for being vulnerable on Wax. You know, that's what happens.
Yeah, sorry you're going through it. We hope the best. I think things are gonna stabilize here.
Hope you got a good night's sleep as well. And then this person, next person thinks we should also maybe do a bit of a wardrobe change.
Yo, we need to play the next three games in the Braves uniforms because something is just cursed with the Los Angeles Clippers. I love them, but maybe we should be playing in the Braves uniforms just to change it up and wash off a little bit of that bad juju. Thanks.
Hey, I'm not mad at it.
Go back to the Braves unis?
Yeah.
I liked them. I thought that was a well-done thing. It's one of my more favorite Clippers uniforms.
Looks great. It's got the, you know, it's got the diagonal line, which you don't really see on it. And then, yeah, it looks good. I'll tell you another thing we need to do. No one's talking about it.
What's that?
Salmon polos!
Yeah.
Get these dumb playoff polos out of here.
Yeah.
It's not working. You can tell. It's like that episode of Seinfeld.
What if it's also Doc's... his decision to not use the salmon polo.
We're not wearing the fucking salmon polo. Rex Kalamian's like holding it up, like, come on, man. Like, he's like holding it over his shirt. He's like, this or this? Which looks better?
Would that be a fireable offense for you on Doc?
For me?
Yeah.
There'd be a discussion. If I had $70 million. Maybe. Again, we thank everyone for their takes. You can send them in to Outlocked on Clips. You can dial them in at 213-986-7354. Coming up, we're talking Presser 5s, but first, I have so many cars. Just infinite cars. You know where I buy parts for them?
Where?
I used to just find them on the street.
You can.
My cars didn't run very well after that.
Not if only there was a more efficient way, though.
There is. RockAuto.com. It's a family business. Fantastic Kanye West song, fantastic thing to be. Serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Whole dub. Not getting shorted on that. Go to rockauto.com to shop for auto and body parts from hundreds of manufacturers. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Carpet, if you will. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brand, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low and the same for professionals as DIYers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? Go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box so they know Positive Chuck or William the Opinion Uptight sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. Rockauto.com.
All right, we're cruising on to Presser Vibes.
This was a good Presser Vibe.
It was.
So the Presser postgame was... a little snippy, felt like. A bit snippy from Doc.
Tough loss.
Gonna be snippy.
We were all feeling it.
But he took some responsibility in the morning presser, which was good. He said, the game plan mistakes just can't be made, and we're doing them in a major fashion. Again, I always look at it, I've got to do a better job to get us to not do them.
So I like this. I like this a lot. Yeah. I was immediately turned off in the presser yesterday.
You were furious.
Where he immediately just placed the blame on the players.
Yeah, he said they were emotionally...
Weak.
Will's just...
Which, what are you, my father? Come on, let's go here.
What are you, Hemingway, Doc? Come on.
So, I like that this is an acknowledgement, and I hope that we actually see some results from this. You know, the thing is, ultimately... if we handle these losses the right way, I do think that both of these losses will have been a positive impact on the Clippers and will have both been worth it. If we don't and we refuse to lose, to learn from our mistakes, well then fuck it. I guess we're not going very far.
It reminds me of a quote that my dad always used to say when you were doing something dumb. It was, doctor, it hurts when I do this. Well, don't do that.
It's true.
That's like, I mean, that's a good quote.
Sound advice. He also he also had some compliments for Landry, which was really good. In the second game, he didn't really think that he attacked the same way as he did in the first, which was a little apparent if you were watching it.
Yeah.
He definitely settled for some shots instead of like putting the ball on the floor. But, you know, it's one of those things. Doc also commented that, you know, like, anything you ask Landry to do, he's willing to do it like 100%.
Full bore, which is such an underrated quality about Landry, for
definitely,
sure.
Definitely.
He should maybe report injuries 100%
to the Hey now. Let's not dwell on the past.
Yeah. Yeah, but, you know, it was like, he talked about losing, you know, the sense of urgency.
Yeah.
Which, so here's the thing. It's like, we lost that sense of urgency early, but then, you know, fourth quarter, the Mavs had a 12, 14-point lead that we battled back from. So, like, I tweeted about this. That's a positive to take away, is that we got kicked in the teeth. We got all our teeth kicked out and then tried to put them back in our mouth.
Yes. And hopefully, I mean, this will, have some influence on shortening the rotations. Maybe it'll wake some guys up to be more communicative on switches. You know, all the things that we need to fix. Jamichael was also up today. He, you know,
I liked these answers.
He talked about Dallas's bench play, and he said the problem with Boban was he was just too far in the paint, which, you know, that'll happen against a smaller defender.
Boban is the paint.
So they talked about needing to push him out a little bit further from that, get him more out of his comfort zone, obviously. So
yeah, like we got to do kind of what they're giving Zoo. We just have to be so physical with Boban. Like, he's just so big and good is the thing also. It's not that Boban is getting his by fluke. He has touch. For someone
he's got great touch.
For someone who is that tall, his shot looks pretty good too.
Damn good. I mean, he's a great free throw shooter.
Yeah, exactly.
He also talked to, I mean, Jamichael Green, I just want to shout out. Seems like a great teammate. He's just a great dude.
Yeah.
But
Memphis fans didn't like him, but yeah, seems like a great teammate.
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I don't know what they like over there. I don't know what they like over there. But he was asked kind of about, you know, what do you do when a guy like Paul George is kind of going through what he's through? And he just, they're just trying to help him get out of his head, you know, sort of try to block out the fans and block out social media. Don't know what fans they're blocking out.
Yeah.
The also, people on the video screen.
Just turn off your social media, man.
So, I think a teammate needs to take his phone.
That'd be so funny. I'm taking your phone, PG, until after the game.
No, hide
I'm
it. Taking your phone. Just hide it.
Then he punches a wall like he's Andy Renard. Yeah, he also brought up kind of like, we lost the dog fight. It's been a little too casual. We got to get back to that gritty team.
Yeah. He was comparing it to last year's team, like, which they had that haven't been doing this.
The underdog. Yeah, we had that. And it's like, it's hard to make the transition. I was talking with Carl Tart at an undisclosed location. We were talking about how, like, so you come into the season, now you're kind of the champion favorites, right?
Yes.
But you haven't had an opportunity to play as a team.
Yes.
At all, really, for the whole season.
Still ongoing.
So you now have to revert back to this, like, we're champion favorites, but we're also underdogs. But I think they can get to it. Shamit, not worried about Paul George.
Yes.
He was asked, he said, nobody's worried about that.
No, he mentioned, you know, like, this is a guy who has been on a 2K cover, has a signature shoe. We know what he does. And the thing is that he brought up that I do think is kind of unfortunate for Paul George is if he comes out and has a 40-point game, people are going to be like, oh, yeah, well, that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, so which sucks.
Yeah, so he was pretty frank about the criticism that he's faced. But, hey, man, when you traded for two damn good players, future picks.
Talk about emotionally weak.
There's going to be some criticism, man.
Yeah, he said he's a scorer. Nobody here is worried about it. It's going to come. Cannot wait for PG's 40 ball. He knows exactly what he's doing with that 40 ball.
All right, we got to get out of here. You got any other shavings before we bounce?
Ty Lue is a candidate for the 76ers job.
Please don't take it.
Hope he doesn't take it.
Not even for the Clippers organization, just for his mental health, man.
Yeah, man, you were coaching a championship favorite team, and you it was reported that like it was very difficult. It's hard to be an NBA coach. You don't want to go to the Sixers.
You don't want to do it, man.
Come on.
Not worth it.
Not worth it. Not worth it at all. But I think that wraps up shavings. Thank you to everyone who called in, sent in takes.
Yes.
We had a lot of them to go through. We'll get yours up. Keep dialing in. Wednesday's episode, man, recap of the hopeful and much-needed victory over the Dallas Mavericks in Game 5. Again, the hotline will be open. 213-986-7354. Go ahead, put it on wax. You know, get out there for everyone to see. And then, of course, whatever else happens between now and then in Clipperland. Will, if I wanted to listen to this podcast, which sometimes I do, where can I listen to it? I don't know.
We always tweet out the link on Twitter at Locked On Clips. You can listen to it directly there through Megaphone. You can also find us on iTunes or the podcast app if you're an iOS person. still love out there for the Android fam. You can find us on Spotify. You can find us on Stitcher.
Green
you can
text
find
all us, day. It doesn't matter.
You can find us on Google Podcasts. You can also just tell your smart speaker to play Locked On Clippers. Everybody's got one of those dang things nowadays. Just tell them to play it.
Just yell at it. It'll be great. Everyone, hey. It's a new game. It's a 3-game series. Clips are gonna be coming out firing. It's gonna be a good time.
Yes,
we're gonna see a good team out there. I have been positive, Chuck Mockler,
and I am William the Opinion Updike. We appreciate you.